On this date, 40 years ago, Lyndon Baines Johnson made his first State of the Union address. Just over a month earlier, Johnson had succeeded to the White House upon the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and on January 8, 1964, LBJ made this declaration.
This administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America. It will not be a short or easy struggle. No single weapon or strategy will suffice. But we shall not rest until that war is won.
It was a time of colossal optimism about American prosperity. 2 years earlier, the writer Michael Harrington had found the wrinkle in that mood of economic triumphalism. In his book, The Other America, he wrote, "The millions who are poor in the United States tend to become increasingly invisible. Here is a great mass of people, yet it takes an effort of the intellect and will even to see them." President Johnson acknowledged them and made their plight a national concern, poverty the metaphorical enemy of an energized federal government. Professor Sheldon Danziger studies poverty and public policy at the University of Michigan and joins us. And Dr. Danziger, when we speak of the war on poverty that was declared 40 years ago today, what are we actually talking about?
Well, the war on poverty was declared by Johnson in the speech to the State of the Union. He then went on to set in motion a series of bills and acts that later evolved into the Great Society. And the kinds of programs that we still have that came out of that period are programs like Head Start, food stamps, the Work Study Program, Medicare and Medicaid, dozens of federal programs, many aimed at education, many aimed at the labor market, were proposed and enacted during that period.
It's a commonplace to say that we lost the war on poverty. Did Lyndon Johnson's campaign make any headway at all against it?
I think that's a false statement. Certainly, the major accomplishment of the war on poverty that is still with us is a dramatic change in the economic status of the least advantaged elderly. Think of what it would be like had Social Security not been indexed to inflation. Think of what it would be like for the elderly without Medicare. Indeed, before the war on poverty, the poverty rate of the elderly was much higher than the rate for working adults. And since about the 1970s, it's been about the same.
40 years ago, it was estimated that a fourth of the country was poor. Today, same thing?
Well, there was a great reduction in poverty in the decade following the declaration of war on poverty, primarily because we had both very rapid economic growth and we had concerted government efforts. So poverty fell from about 20% before the war on poverty to 11% by 1973. Unfortunately, today, the poverty rate is about 12%, just about what it was 30 years ago.
It's much more common nowadays to hear politicians speak of economic growth and the market being the thing that will lift people out of poverty. Do you detect still the kind of enthusiasm for the role that the federal government was playing in the 1960s and then in the 1970s?
Well, I think we've forgotten something that President Johnson said, and I'll read you a quote from that economic report of the president. He said, "Higher employment and speedier growth are the cornerstones of a concerted attack on poverty, but general prosperity and growth leave untouched many of the roots of human poverty." And so his advisors realized there were groups being left behind, that economic growth is very important. You obviously can't fight poverty when unemployment rates are high and the economy is in recession. But I think as a public, we've allowed fighting poverty to get off the national agenda.
Lyndon Johnson, of course, also was someone who came of age during the New Deal, and the model for all people in government was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was talking specifically about the federal government, about what Washington would do, not just what the states would do, for example.
That's right. And many of the programs, certainly food stamps, the Head Start program, the Work Study program, the Job Corps, federal loans for less advantaged young people to go to college, these were federal programs. Many of them had states administer the programs, but there was a strong belief that the federal government should take a role, in part because the war on poverty was tied to the civil rights movement, and it was expected that if the benefits of the war on poverty were going to be spread broadly to the entire population, it would take the federal government to do it.
Lyndon Johnson made this declaration in 1964. He did not seek re-election. He was really forced out of office by 1968. Did the mood continue through the Nixon, the Republican presidency that came after Johnson?
It did. And in fact, President Nixon, while he was opposed to some aspects of the War on Poverty program, it was during his term in office that Social Security benefits were indexed for inflation. His term in office saw the establishment of the Supplemental Security Income Program. President Nixon proposed a welfare reform which would have been a guaranteed annual income and would have done much to raise the incomes of the poor.
So that commitment declared by Lyndon Johnson, he was magnifying what President Kennedy had intended to do about poverty. It represented a rather centrist commitment of American politics in the 60s and early 70s.
And I think what happened, and that's the part we, when we say the war on poverty failed, is a sort of a revisionist view came across in the 1980s after a period of economic uncertainty that we had not seen. The 70s were marked by very high inflation, very high unemployment rates, and people were looking for scapegoats, and in part, instead of saying the economy has changed in fundamental ways, we have an oil price shock, we have international competition, a lot of attention was directed against, well, we got to get the government out of the way to get the economy moving. And I think that combination of inflation and unemployment directed us away from the war on poverty, and we haven't gone back to thinking about poverty seriously as a priority since then.
Professor Danziger, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Sheldon Danziger is Professor of Public Policy and Co-Director of the National Poverty Center at the University of Michigan.
You can hear Lyndon Johnson's entire 1964 State of the Union speech at our website, npr.org.